You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Well, praise the Lord, men and women of God. This is Pastor Thomas Robinson of Victory International Praise. Welcome to Kingdom Sounds. Praise the Lord. We're located at 250 North Babcock, and you're invited. This is your invitation. We start Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock. I want to invite you to our prayer meeting. Praise the Lord. We pray from 9 to 10, and then we go into our Sunday school and then into our Sunday morning service at 11 o'clock. Want to thank God for Pastor Paul and WMIE 91.5. It's not anymore. It's 100.7. I think I said that the last time, too, Pastor Paul. 100.7, 99.9, and 94.7. We want to thank God for our listening audience, the people of God listening in. Praise the Lord. God is good. He's on the throne. We just want to, you know, say a quick prayer. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you and we just give you glory. We just give you glory. Thank you for blessing your people on today, encouraging your people, helping your people, strengthening your people, God. Thank you that the word of God is going to have free course and that no weapon formed against it is going to prosper in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. I pray a special blessing upon your people on this week, God. Hallelujah. I pray for those that are weak that you would strengthen them in their inner man. Hallelujah. That no weapon formed against your people would prosper. No weapon formed against their future would prosper. No weapon formed against their children would prosper. No weapon formed against their money, their finances, their increase would prosper. No weapon formed against their ministries would prosper in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. And Father, I pray that every tongue that rises against your people, that we would condemn it in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. So God, bless your people and help your people. Encourage your people on today. Hallelujah. I know that it's your will. And I thank you. Strengthen now your people in their inner man. Let there be a release of power in their inner man. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God and amen. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. God is good. He's a good God. He's a wonderful God. All right. I want to encourage you on this morning. Lately, it just seemed like the Lord has been having me to encourage his people, and I've preached a message called, I've been preaching a message called He Chooses the Best. And so I've been preaching a message called He Chooses the Best. Oh, glory to God. And I just want to encourage you that God didn't choose anybody, but he chose the best. I'm going to come from some scripture here. Grab your Bibles if you can. If not, just listen. Just listen in. I'm going to read some things for you here. I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And let's see. We'll be starting at verse 25. Let's start at verse 25. Verse 25. Make it verse 24. Our message is God's power and wisdom for the Jews and the Greek that he has chosen. Oh, glory to God. I want you to hear that. He has chosen. I'm gonna read this verse again. Our message is God's power and wisdom for the Jews and the Greeks that he has chosen. Oh, glory to God. Even when God is foolish, he is wiser than anyone else. And even when God is weak, he is stronger than anyone else. My dear friends, remember what you were when God chose you. I'm going to read that one again. Remember what you were when God chose you. The people of this world didn't think that many of you were wise. Only a few of you were in places of power, and not many of you came from important families. But God chose the foolish things of this world to put to wise, to put to shame the wise. He chose the weak things of this world to put the powerful to shame. What the world thinks is worthless and useless and nothing at all is what God uses to destroy what the world considers important. Praise the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his precious word. Let me say this here. Let me say this. I just believe that there are some times when God's people needs to be encouraged. Oh, glory to God. It's not like you got to say a whole lot, but, you know, I believe that I got some things to say that's going to encourage you. You know, the world has a way of, and I wrote down a bunch of awesome stuff that God dropped in my spirit on this morning, and I was praying and asking God to bring it back to my remembrance because I walked out of the house and forgot it. But, the world has a way of choosing who they assume or think or believe is the best. You know, I just recently, I was watching this video of a man named Nick Vujicic, and this man had no arms, had no legs, praise the Lord, and he would have to hop across the stage, but yet he was preaching and ministering, oh glory to God, to churches that were packed full of people. And who would have thought, you know, let me say this here, the world don't choose people like that. Oh, glory to God. You know, it's amazing because, you know, God told Samuel, he says, I look at the heart. I choose. I make my decision based on what is in a person's heart. Oh, glory to God. Well, you know, we don't always do that. Let me say this here. We make choices based on appearance. We make choices based on, All right. How many's ever went to the parking lot and you saw a car and the car was just great in appearance? Praise the Lord, but you never did check out and see how reliable the car was. A lot of times we're making choices based on appearance, oh glory to God, and not so much the internal workings. I was telling the church on yesterday, I said, I bought a new cell phone about 2 months ago, and now they have the different type of different type of text systems that you could use to download in your phone and put in your phone to do your texting. And so I downloaded a certain app to do my texting. And, you know, I'm not like the young folks that like to do a lot of typing and stuff like that. You know, I like to, I like to just speak it in my phone and hit the send button. And I noticed that the phone was just acting crappy. Every time I, you know, say something, it put the opposite words. And so I was thinking that it was the phone, not realizing that it was the app that I had placed on the phone or the app that I had chosen. And so I went to the Verizon dealership, and I was like, you know, this phone that you guys sold me, it's a piece of junk. It's crappy. You know, when I, you know, go to do my texts, you know, it's not saying what I'm saying. It's saying something completely different. And so anyways, the technician that was there, he began to fool around with the phone a little bit, and he said, you know, he says, did you try a different app? And I said, no, I didn't try a different app. And he said, it could be the app that you have chosen. Oh, glory to God. Well, make a long story short, he put a different app on there. He put the Verizon app, and it worked perfect. Everything that I said, it put on the screen. And so what was happening is that because of the app that I chose, it was slowing me up, slowing up the process, causing delays. Praise the Lord. And a lot of times we are making decisions. Come on, we're making choices that are causing us delays. We're making choices and decisions that are holding things up. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes people make choices. You may choose a spouse. Okay. All right. You may choose a spouse, and you may choose the spouse on appearance alone. You know, a little bit earlier, I was saying that, you know, Samuel, when Samuel saw Eliab, one of Jesse's sons, because God had sent Samuel to Bethlehem to choose a king. He says, I want you to go and to Bethlehem. I want you to go in to Jesse's house, and I'm going to, you know, choose a king there. And so when Samuel saw the first person and he saw the appearance of that person, he made a choice. Oh, glory to God. But God says, God said, I'm not in that choice. Come on. That's not how I choose. That's not the way I do things. I don't choose by appearance. Come on. Oh, glory to God. But I choose according to the heart. Hallelujah. And so anyways, can I say something? Oh, glory to God. The one that God had chosen, he was the black sheep. Come on. They had him out in the wilderness watching over the sheep. Nobody considered him at all. Nobody considered even going to get him. And I'm saying that because sometimes we as God's people, praise God, we're overlooked. Come on. Glory to God. We feel like, you know, that nobody's paying attention to us. Come on. Oh, glory to God. But I just came this morning to let you know that you are the best. Come on. Whether you're in the field, hallelujah, whether you're on the backside of the mountain, oh, glory to God, that God has you in mind. The Bible says that Samuel said, hey, is there any more sons? You got any more sons? And they went and brought David from out of the field. And the Bible says that he had a beautiful conscience. The Bible says that, you know, and that meant that he was, you know, he had a great appearance. He was a good looking young man. Oh, glory to God. But what made him different? Hallelujah. The Bible says he was ready. In other words, he was red. He was unique. And I tell you, God chooses unique people. Oh, glory to God. I believe that I'm talking to some unique people, some great people, some people that love the Lord. And you're unique. You're different. And don't worry about your different, you being different. Come on. Stop trying to be like everybody else. Be like the person that God chose. Come on. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage you this morning. You know, sometimes we can choose the wrong type of people to hang around. Come on. Sometimes we can choose the wrong type of friends to hang around. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And they can cause delay in our lives. I thank God that there was times that you know, I was just recently telling a person, I said, man, you know, I was trying to find my way in life. And I was hanging out with the wrong people. And I told a young man, I said, you know, I was green and I didn't know I was green. And I found myself twice involved with robberies that I did not know was going down. Come on. I did not know that I was going to be in that day. Come on. Oh, glory to God. It had no clue that it was going down. You know, you know, as a matter of fact, they didn't tell me. They didn't let me in on it. Come on. Oh, glory to God. But I thank God that he had his hand on my life. I thank God for him watching over me, even when I was green and didn't know my way in life. Come on. God was a shield and a buckler. And so sometimes we do that. I just had a friend who told me about someone that chose a vehicle, and he chose the vehicle and the warranty was just about expired. And as soon as the warranty went off the vehicle, the battery went out. And this was one of those electric vehicles. and the battery cost the person $20,000. What am I saying? I'm saying that sometimes we make choices based on appearance. Sometimes we make choices based on names. Come on, name brand. You go out and you spend $10,000 on a person. Next thing you know, your lights are being cut off. Come on, we got to use some wisdom, people of God. Oh, glory to God. God looks at the heart. Come on, God looks at what's going on the inside. I want to encourage you on this morning because that's the way God chooses. That's the way God chooses. You know, thank you, Holy Spirit. I was waiting on the Lord to bring back some things that that he dropped in my heart, and I walked out of the house and I had wrote these things down and forgot all about them. But, you know, let me say this here. Jesus wanted to, you know, Jesus' family wanted to get a place in the inn. Oh, glory to God. But the barn was chosen. Come on. The barn was chosen. Can I tell you something? The barn had capacity. The barn, you know, had room for our Lord and for our Savior. And sometimes, sometimes. Is that half an hour away? Okay. Sometimes it's not that the Lord is so picky. It's just, you know, who's making room for the Lord. There are times that we have to make sure that we have capacity to receive the things of God. Oh, glory to God, to make room for the Lord. Now, getting back to this this man named Nick Vujicic, however you pronounce his name. This man is preaching the gospel, no arms, no legs. He's preaching the gospel of God, and he's filling up churches. Praise the Lord. And I was telling the church on yesterday, I said, God chose this man. According to the world, he would probably be a throwaway, but God chose him, and God is using him mightily to preach the gospel. And let me say this here, because to some people, that what he's doing, it wouldn't be attractive. As a matter of fact, he's attracting people, not because he's so much attractive as far as his physical features, but because of what God has put upon his life. You know, when God put his anointing upon you, it makes you attractive. Come on. Oh, glory to God. When God puts something on you, it draws all men. Hallelujah. Folks that wouldn't listen to you start listening to you. As a matter of fact, I was telling the church on yesterday, I said, you ought to see this guy's wife. His wife looks like a supermodel. Why? Why? Because here he is, no legs, no arms. You know, when you look in the Bible, you'll see that Nebuchadnezzar, once they conquered Israel, he told his officer, he said, I want you to go and I want you to bring me certain type of people. In other words, don't bring me no anybody. But he wanted certain types of people to be brought back. That's in the book of Daniel. I can shoot there right quick. Like I said, I brought my notes. Praise the Lord. But I believe I've been preaching the gospel. I left my notes, but I've been preaching the gospel long enough that I ought to have something to say when I come to the radio station. And the Bible says that he asked his officer, his eunuch, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, not anybody, oh, glory to God, but certain of the children of Israel, certain types of people, and of the king's seed and of the princes. In other words, he was concerned about them bringing back the best. Come on. Choose the best of the people. You know, when a king would conquer another kingdom, they wouldn't go in and bring anybody back, but they would go in and bring what they considered to be the best of the land. They would bring the masons, the carpenters, the spinners of thread. They would bring the blacksmith and the musicians. Come on, oh, glory to God. Here he is, he's saying, bring the king's seed. Why the king's seed? Because they were educated. They knew how to read. They knew how to conduct themselves in high places, palaces. They were familiar with that level of living. He said to bring back people with no blemishes. Well, that would have disqualified this brother named Nick, who doesn't have any legs and arms. Oh, glory to God! According to the way man chooses, hallelujah. But Nebuchadnezzar was doing this because this is how he believed that he was choosing the best. Well, can I tell you something? God chooses the best also. Hallelujah. The best at yielding. Hallelujah. The best that at carrying his glory. We have so great a treasure in earthen vessels. Come on, you got something on the inside of you. Hallelujah. You're carrying God's weight of glory. You're carrying the Lord. Hallelujah. The one who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Every knee must bow to him. Every tongue must confess that he's God. He's Lord. And so let me say something. He also said to bring back those that were well-favored. Hallelujah. In other words, attractive. Bring back the attractive people. Well, can I tell you something? Hallelujah. Well, you might not be attractive according to man's standard. Oh, glory to God. But God puts his anointing upon us to make us attractive. Oh, glory to God. Now, you know, I said something about David a little bit earlier. You know, David was attractive according to the Bible, but David was unique also. Some of us have unique qualities. God has given us a uniqueness. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You know, I tell you what, you know, sometimes people can be, let me say this, sometimes people can be beautiful on the outside, but ugly on the inside. Come on. Woo-wee. As a matter of fact, they're so ugly on the inside, it makes their outside unattractive. Okay? All right? And so, but I'm saying all of this because God chooses the best. Amen. As a matter of fact, he said to bring back people in the book of Daniel chapter 1. He said, bring back people that can be taught, that are teachable. Come on. God is looking for people that are teachable. Pride will keep us from being teachable. And so, the Lord is looking for people that are teachable. Hallelujah. Have a teachable quality. Hallelujah. And so everybody's not good at being teachable. And so here he is, you know, he's looking for the best. He's looking for the best out of all of the kingdoms that he has conquered. And so God has that same type of nature. God looks for the best also, not the way that King Nebuchadnezzar was looking for the best, but God's looking for the best that he could use in his kingdom. Come on. Oh, glory to God, to win souls. You know, and so because I want to encourage you that, you know, that if you're born again, you love the Lord, you're saved. Come on, you're the best. Hallelujah. Not so much in the point that you get high-minded and you think all of that of yourself and you think you're all of that. Oh, glory to God. But God chose you. That's saying something. That's saying a whole lot. Oh, glory to God. And you were chosen by God to be used by God. Stop letting the devil beat you up. Come on, stop walking around here with your head down thinking you're a nobody. Hallelujah. You have the God that measured the universe in the span of his hands on the inside of you. You have an all-powerful God. Come on, you have a wonder on the inside of you. You have you are packing. Can I tell you something? When the Holy Spirit, you know, when if you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and have asked him to come into your life, come on, he didn't come in empty-handed. He came in packing. Come on. He came in with something. Hallelujah. And so you have something on the inside of you. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and stop this message for today, and we're going to continue tomorrow with this series. God chooses the best. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
Just because religions disagree doesn't mean that truth is unknowable. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stonestreet. This is Breakpoint. Recently, U.S. House Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez huffed on Twitter, quote, "For people who say, I believe it's a life, some people don't. Our Jewish brothers and sisters, they're able to have an abortion according to their faith." Well, the central point that AOC was trying to make in the video is one that is on repeat these days. as America awaits the Supreme Court ruling in the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health case. Not all religions agree on when life begins. So therefore, the pro-life movement intends to impose Christian morality on everyone else. Now, of course, it's not all that surprising that various religions would hold differing views on matters of significance. After all, religions don't even agree about whether God exists, who God is, how we would know whether God exists, whether Jesus is God, and whether we are God. Once you expand the discussion to morality, heaven, hell, sinner, salvation, well, we'd be here all day. Even so, the constant reference to Judaism as the counterpoint to fundamentalist Christianity, as AOC put it in the video, led me to wonder whether it is really the case that Judaism supports a woman's right to abort her child. Well, thankfully, the eminent historian Dr. Glenn Sunshine is part of our Colson Center editorial team. In summary, here's what he discovered in his research. Though Jews today do differ tremendously on abortion, unsurprisingly, since they also differ tremendously on all manner of theological, liturgical, moral, and political issues, historically, the position is much more clear. Except to save the life of the mother, Judaism has historically opposed abortion. The historical Jewish position goes back to Genesis 9:6. Because this is the record of God's instructions to Noah after the flood, many Jewish scholars have understood that verse to be binding on all humanity, not just Jews. While modern Christian Bibles, such as the ESV, translate the verse as, "Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed, for man is made in the image of God," some Jewish scholars who comment on this passage suggest that what the text actually says is, "Whoever sheds the blood of man within man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God he made man." Those rabbis who understood the text to read man within man believe that this teaching actually is referring to an unborn child. Thus, these scholars argue for a universal prohibition against abortion for all of Noah's descendants, Jews and Gentiles alike. In Jewish law, the unborn is recognized as nearly a fully fledged human being, but not quite. Thus, it is a sin to deliberately harm a fetus, but doing so did not carry the full penalty associated with harming someone already born. If a woman's pregnancy threatens her life, the fetus was to be considered one who is pursuing another to kill her. Jewish law then permitted one to kill a pursuer to save the life of the one pursued, and thus, abortion was permissible in Jewish law to save the mother's life if directly threatened by the pregnancy. Historically, then, Judaism has opposed abortion under normal circumstances, but only permitted it in a limited number of situations, primarily having to do with the saving of the mother's life. Now, these are not universal concessions, and most Orthodox Jewish scholars advocate making such decisions on a case-by-case basis rather than establishing general rules for handling these situations. So, to sum it all up, using Judaism as a counterexample to the Christian position that life is sacred from the moment of conception is a red herring. It ignores the real limitations placed on abortion throughout historic Judaism. While conservative and Reform Jews today support legal access to abortion, they do so only quite recently and despite their moral and religious views, not because of them. Regardless, our policies regarding abortion should not be rooted in the various opinion of others, but in the reality of life that's seen in both God's Word and God's world. And from those sources, we have to embrace the innate dignity of all human beings, no matter how small. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with Breakpoint.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
The number one moral problem today, ladies and gentlemen, in the world and in America is the lack of the passion for life for a baby to be protected in the womb of the mother. This is an ongoing activity, almost hidden, smoothed over. It's legal, it's okay, a hidden activity in the culture of death in which you and I now live. It is the number one moral problem that we face.
The truth is, life is precious, and you can help protect it. Welcome to The Winning Walk.